Shores, El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they, unfortunately, cannot, so we have to go there for them. Welcome to the program. It is a speedball of sometimes very serious hillbilly humor, and by hillbilly, what I'm saying really is that it is top-of-the-line, high-level intellectual satire. On the show tonight, we're going to be talking with Rick Shadova, who will be discussing with us the latest Supreme Court ruling on immigration. We have Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills to discuss tipping waitresses. One waitress in particular doesn't work for Ted, but this woman went on her Facebook page and said that if she doesn't get tipped well, she's going to spit in people's food, and she lost her job. Don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And why do I mention that to you? Because with a backstage pass, you can see all the fantastic live streaming video of our show, Phil TV and HD, which we have every night. You can also access thousands of hours of archived material. You can also access thousands of hours of miscellaneous video, archived material, television pilots, television interviews, interviews of all kinds. It's all there on the Phil Hendry website. When I say thousands of hours, I mean over a decade. And while you're there, click on our podcast banner. That'll take you to episode 11. Episode 11 of the free Phil Hendry podcast. So if you don't yet have a backstage pass, you want to hear a little bit of what we do, check out the free Phil Hendry podcast. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Joining me is Rick Shadova from Tucson, Arizona tonight. And we're going to talk with Rick because he's a listener of ours. He listens to The Jolt in Tucson and is also in a state that has obviously been very, very concerned with illegal immigration. Now, Rick, how are you tonight?
I'm good, Phil. Thanks for having me on this program this evening.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a machinist. I own a machine shop.
You own a machine shop in Tucson?
That is correct, yes.
And tell me your stand on the illegal immigrant question or on the immigration question. We know that the Supreme Court ruled sort of in a divided ruling. They struck down a lot of the provisions of the Arizona immigrant bill, or the Arizona immigrant law, I should say, but also upheld a police officer's right to ask somebody for their immigration papers or status. What's your, as a citizen of Arizona, what's your take on that?
Right. I think my first feeling on this is that it's probably not a very common opinion that that I've got, you know, about this. I know most of the people in my state are very much, in favor of SB 107, but I have never been. And that is because I think that when you look at America, it's a country that is built on immigration. And I think that to be hostile to immigrants, I think is wrong. And I don't think it's the American way, you know.
I understand that, but there's a lot of questions about illegal immigration and how people get into this country. And so much of what the Arizona legislation, the Arizona bill, the Arizona law is about, is trying to stem that tide.
All right. But if you think about it, you know, there's no real, you know, if America is built on immigration and America is built on the rights of immigrants, you know, then there's no real illegal immigrants. There's just people, I think, that want you to be here, you know.
You don't think there's illegal immigrants in America?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, think about what America stands for, and think about what America has always stood for, is about the freedom of people around the world, you know. But
we have laws, and of course Arizona is a great example of, the contention that there is.
Right. I understand the contention about the immigration question, but I don't think that people are being smart about it. I mean, if you think about it, do you really think that there's such a thing as illegal immigration when a country is as wonderful as America? You know, I'm an immigrant myself. I'm from the Republic of Ireland. I was born in County Meath. I came here at a time when the economy in Ireland was not as good as it is today, and of course it's up and down, but I came to America for a fresh start, and I'm very grateful for that.
You came here legally, didn't you?
Well, I came here. Originally, I did not come here legally, but I did go back and establish my. Got a visa. I had to come to America through Mexico because I didn't have a visa.
So you were working here in the United States illegally?
Yes, I was for quite some time. But I, you know, I had to do that because I wasn't sure how this country is going to treat me. And I didn't know that, you know, whether it was a place I wanted to live. And I think a lot of immigrants come here not really sure if this is the place for them or not. You know, they've heard so much about America. And of course, I heard so much about America all of my life. When I came here, like a lot of immigrants, I wasn't sure whether I would like this place or not, you know. And so that's when I decided, all right, I'm going to give it a go, you know, and I...
So you came here illegally, Rick, and stayed here for how long?
I was here probably about 10 years illegally, you know, because
you were 10 years.
Yes, sir, and off and on, you know. But like I said, I came back into the country of through Mexico by way of just as a border tourist, you know, and. But once I was pretty sure that America was the place for me, that I went back to Ireland and applied for a green card, you know, and I came back to the United States and made a go of it here, and I've got a good business now, you know.
Let me ask you something. Our number, by the way, folks, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We just have a one of our listeners on the Jolt in Tucson, Rick Shadova. He is, you're from Ireland.
Yes, sir. I'm from the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, and you're not from Northern Ireland, I know. You're from Ireland, and from that country you came here first illegally. Now, I want to ask you this question because of what you said, obviously, is going to pique the interest of a lot of people. Immigrants are here to try the country out.
Yeah, it's a concept I don't think, it might be a difficult concept to get at first blush, because obviously you try a lot of things out. If you're going to try out a product, I don't know, you know, it could be anything, but it's probably not quite understandable or applicable, I guess, when it comes to a country. But America is such a popular place. America is such a beloved place to people everywhere, or at least it's a place that's interesting to a lot of people, you know, that they have to come here and live here for a while and try the feel of the country, you know, almost like you're trying on a coat or something, and see whether or not this is a place that you're going to be happy. And you don't want to come here going through a lot of legal steps that are going to be very involved, may cost you a lot of money, and you might not be successful in obtaining entrance into the country anyway. It's better to come and to get a feel of the country, and then you come back to America, and
then you come back to America legally. See, here's the thing. So what you want me to understand, I guess, is that people come here illegally in many ways to try the place out.
That's it, Phil. I think it's a very simple way of saying it, but I think it's true, you know. And I know that probably as hard as that is to understand for some people, I think Americans are... Noted, good consumers, and it's a kind of a simple way of looking at this, you know, to say, well, it's a consumer issue. But,
well, I mean, it's a lot more than a consumer issue, because we have so many people that come here illegally. Then you have the discussion of crime, and a lot of people want us to believe that a lot of that crime is the result of illegal immigrants.
Well, that's just people being stupid, isn't it, though? You know,
it's what?
I said it's just people being stupid, though, isn't it? Because if you look at the statistics and so forth, illegal immigrants committed that much crime.
All right, going back to your original point, then we're going to take a break. Our number 877-876-PHIL here with Rick Shadova. Your original point was there's no such thing as illegal immigration.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
What? And again, give that to me again.
I think in the case of America, not maybe any other country, I can't name any other country, but I think in the case of America, you know, it's a country that... It doesn't have illegal immigrants. It's got people that want to be here, you know.
And you don't think that our laws, if someone comes in violation of our laws, whether it's a state law or federal law, that's an illegal immigrant?
Not if you really think about it, you know. I mean, think about it. You know, that you've got to just be honest with yourself. You know,
what does that mean, be honest with myself? We have laws federally.
You know, just if you think about it, it's not, there are really no illegal immigrants. You know?
No, we have law. We have federal laws. We have state laws opposing illegal immigration. And some people come here in violation of those laws. You don't think those are illegal immigrants?
Not if you think about it, because look at it the way that an immigrant looks at it. But just look at it logically. There's really no illegal immigrants. There's just a lot of people that are here that want to be here that haven't yet filled out the paperwork, if you want to say it. And then there are people that are here that have filled out the paperwork, you know. But I think if you're honest with yourself, if you think about it.
I'm being honest with myself.
I don't think entirely. I don't think you're entirely being honest with yourself. If you're honest with yourself, you know that there's no real illegal immigrants. There's just people that, have done all that paperwork, you know.
No, I do believe there's illegal immigrants.
Think about it.
Well, I'm thinking, all right, let me take a break. Think about it. What's to think about? There's illegal immigrants. It's one of the reasons why we've got this problem here in Arizona and elsewhere. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. Rick Shadova with us. We're talking about illegal immigration. We're talking about it from the standpoint of one of our listeners who's an immigrant from Ireland. He lives in the Tucson, Arizona area right now and is gainfully employed and is legal, but at one time was not. 877-876-PHIL. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Rick Shadova in Tucson, Arizona. Rick is a citizen of Arizona, and it doesn't mean that we're precluding the conversation from reaching people all over the country, but Arizona's law is what was being argued in the Supreme Court. And Rick, the last we talked, you know, obviously you have a slightly different view from most people in Arizona. You are not in favor of this law, correct?
No, I have not. I don't think I've ever been in favor of any law that restricts the immigration to America. You know, you have to understand, you know, this is a country that has got the Statue of Liberty, you know, and so how can you say there's illegal immigration? You know,
there's illegal immigration because of the laws that are in place.
No, I understand about the laws. I know that there's laws, but, these laws are, I think, put there for a lot of people that don't want to have no immigrants around. But if you think long and hard about it, and I think if you, you know, like I've got my own business here, you know.
That do you hire illegals in your business?
I mean, I hire people. I don't know if they're illegal or not, but I hire some good people, good machinists, and my philosophy is there's no real illegal immigrants. There's no real illegal immigrants. There's just people who have minds that I don't mean to be rude, but there's no illegal immigrants. There's just people whose minds should be maybe made illegal, you know, the way they think and their prejudices.
All right, 877-876-7445 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to a phone call here on the line, and we have Ross. Go ahead, Ross. You're on with Rick Shadova. Go ahead.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, sir.
Basically, my comment is a sanctioned body of individuals who represent our country, represent us as American citizens, put forth a law that sets a process for individuals to enter the country. If you do not follow that process, you are in violation of that law, which is illegal. These are facts. The gentleman's thinking theory and you know, theory is, mm-hmm. you know, each individual's right, but mm-hmm. when a sanctioned group of individuals who represent a country put forth a law that it sets forth a process that is required for people to live in our country long-term or permanent legally, that's a law. I mean, yeah, you can go theoretical and say, well, you got the Statue of Liberty. Your country stands for freedom. Your country stands for nation for one and all, which is all that's true. But we elect certain people to represent us as our government. They set forth laws for us as a society and citizens to adhere to.
Well, what if they make a mistake? What if they make a mistake, though? You know,
what does that mean? What if
they
make
a
mistake?
If they make a mistake, they change the laws. It's amended. But the laws, and that's exactly what they're trying to do in Arizona. You know,
right.
The governor of Arizona thought there was a mistake in the federal law. So what did she do? She made adjustments to her state's laws. You know, that is what is they make a mistake. Laws
what
are meant to be adhered to. It is a societal thing. It's societal.
She made a mistake.
What do you mean if she made a mistake?
Right.
Society would, you know, it's like saying, well,
murder. I'm not saying no murder. You know, I know those laws are important, but, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, how can you say there's illegal immigrants, you know? Because we're all here, you know. And
because there are.
You know,
that's like saying, how can you say there's illegal
murderers? We're doing our thing.
How
right.
can you say
exactly.
there's illegal murderers?
Well, no, but I mean, murder, you know, murder is, we all agree is.
It's a law.
You have to
a
stop.
Law is a law.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where you. That's the separation you're having.
Yes,
a law is a law, and a theory
right.
Based upon, you know, the Statue of Liberty and the land of the free. Yeah,
well,
that's
like,
true and all, but that's not law. Now,
like,
the way you
speeding,
enter this
you know?
Country is a law. When you go to the airport, there's a reason
what
they check your credentials.
What about
there's
speeding?
There's a reason
you
they
know?
Check your credentials at the airport and the border.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been laws right. established by the people who represent us as citizens. For people
yeah.
to join us yeah. as citizens in a legal way.
But, I mean, if
there's
you think
laws.
About...
There's no ifs, ands, or
illegal.
Buts. They're laws. And if you break any law that has been written, it's illegal. That is an illegal
what about,
act. Any law.
What about jaywalking? How about jaywalking?
That?
You know?
That's
a,
what do you mean jaywalking? You mentioned
jaywalking
and you mentioned...
Yeah. See, they don't tell you. You can jaywalk all you want, though. You know? That's
yeah, you
I mean.
Can. And you know what?
Yeah.
Some laws are enforced, and some laws are not enforced. That's just the way it is. Some laws
well,
are enforced more vigorously than others.
I think
others.
It's like jaywalking,
that
you know?
Is. But when you
but
jaywalk,
I mean, I
you're still breaking a law. It's just the
but
fact.
Don't you think, but don't you think, sir, that, you know, the immigration, illegal immigration like jaywalking, you know, a lot of people do
no,
it.
No, completely different.
And
completely different,
and
because illegal immigration has impact on our society. It has impact on our crime levels. It has impact on our, you know, many different
like,
aspects of our financial situation.
Don't put money
in
the parking meter, you know. If you don't put money in the parking meter.
Yeah,
you're coming up with all these
you're
coming up with a lot of
know,
examples.
Anytime
you, know?
You do
yeah.
anything that
cares.
Is against the law, you're illegal.
Exactly. So what is your point, Rick?
Be it jaywalking, be it murder, be it if you're in Singapore, you throw gum on the sidewalk, guess what? You just broke their law. I find that to be
care.
A frivolous, ridiculous law, but guess what? I won't be throwing gum on the sidewalk in Singapore.
Well, I don't think I'll ever be in Singapore, you know. I hope
well,
not because
point
I don't
is
think...
laws are laws, and they're meant to be adhered. So...
Yeah.
You,
adhere to, yeah.
There's no illegal aliens. That's your theory, and that's all that.
But
is.
That's
strictly
that's like,
a theory.
That's like it's like if you say there's the illegal aliens, you know. I mean, I hear I've got my machine shop here, you know, and we do. I'm probably the best machinist in Tucson, you know, because of the experience I had working on machinery and this and that in Ireland. Maybe they're illegal and maybe they're not, and like, who cares, you know?
You've got this crazy fair attitude, you know,
you
about
might
this.
Want to be careful what you say because you're, you know, what if they come to your establishment and check the records on your employees and find you're riddled with illegals? Then you're in violation.
Well, I mean, I don't think they do that.
That is a
because
total possibility.
Have,
if you don't check
I
the credentials
be able to...
of the people you're hire, you are in violation.
No, but if you think about it, seriously, they're not going to do that, you know, because...
Okay.
A lot of orders,
all right.
A lot of business.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for your call. Ross, got to move on here. 877-876-PHIL. This is Ross as we talk here about illegal immigration. And on the line with me is Rick Sadova from Tucson. And I'm not really sure, just like the preceding caller, Rick Sadova, he's saying if you think about it, there's no real illegal immigrants. That's Rick's point of view. 877-876-7445. 877-876-7445. That's Phil. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with more. And philhendryshow.com. Check us out over there, too, our Phil TV at HD.
Think about it, you know, if I come here illegally, I guess, but I'm still here, you know, and that way I'm an American.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here. Welcome back this Monday night. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about the Arizona immigration law, which has been under review by the state Supreme Court. On the line with me from Tucson is one of our listeners on our local affiliate there in Tucson, KJLL The Jolt, and that is Rick Shadova. And Rick, you know, it's interesting. I don't think we actually selected you because you're an immigrant to this country. I think it was because you're a listener to our show. But you were saying that the immigration law in America is one that, yeah, we have it, but it's kind of like jaywalking and it's kind of like speeding, and so therefore shouldn't be enforced. And I think the last caller made it very clear. They are laws. They do need to be enforced. That they are not enforced has more to do with a sort of a selective reasoning, I guess, or of law enforcement, or the fact that we don't have the manpower.
Okay, you know, Phil, that's a good excuse, I guess. I don't mean to say, you know, that you're not being honest, but look at the laws.
But it's true. These are laws that are on the books.
Yeah, and the immigration laws on the books too, but. How important, is this immigration law when you look at, how much they are going to enforce, you know, if you don't put money in a meter. And I work close to downtown, and sometimes I'm in and out of some of the businesses there, and a lot of times I don't even put money in the meter, you know, and a lot of times I come out and my car doesn't have a ticket, you know. I do tend to drive a little fast on the freeways because of the fact that I come from Europe, we're used to a little more of a freewheeling way on the roads, I guess. I'm not saying it's the safest thing, but regularly I probably drive about 90, 95 miles an hour, sometimes 100 miles an hour if I'm up on the interstate, because this part of Arizona is, you know, very lightly traveled.
So what you're telling me is you're constantly breaking laws.
I'm constantly breaking laws, but they're not laws that anyone's going to, get crazy about. And I'm just saying, if you think about America as a country of immigrants, why are they going to get crazy about the, these immigration laws? Like I can jaywalk, and I do a lot of jaywalking, you know. And so I think that people are not using their common sense. Just use your common sense.
And I'm using my common sense, and here's what my common sense tells me. A law is on the books. It needs to be enforced. The jaywalking law is there so people are not hit by cars and killed. The speeding law is there so individuals are not driving so fast they are reckless and endanger the lives of others.
Hold on, because the jaywalking law is not going to save whose life is it? If that guy gets run over, who cares, you know?
Well, but even someone jaywalking, hit by another automobile, causes that automobile to go out of control and could endanger the lives of other people. The parking meter laws are there. You have to put the coin in because you're taking up valuable parking space while other people are looking for a place to park. You have a certain amount of time. You want to buy more time, you got to put in the coins. That's just the way it is, okay? 877-876-PHIL. And on the line with me again is Rick Shadova from Tucson, Arizona. Let's get a phone call here. And again, we're talking about the Arizona immigration law. Here is Jose. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Yes, sir.
I'm from New York, and I'm a legal immigrant. Actually, I've been living here almost like 22 years in the States.
So you're illegal or legal?
Legal.
Okay.
Okay.
I came here illegally first. Did you come here illegally first?
No, I came here legally.
The first time, though, that you came here. How did you know you were going to like it here? I mean, why did you
I'm sorry, say what?
How did you know you were even going to like it here? Why didn't you come here and try it out first, you know.
Whether I'm liking it or not, whether I would settle down here or not, that's the question. And I think I came through legal process and I became a legal citizen. But I think what you're telling, actually, you're telling the emotional side of the story, actually, that, you know, if you like it, you will stay no matter what the law or not. But that's not how this country is being seen by the people who are living here, actually, you know. This country was not the country for you and me in the first place, or not even for the people who are claiming to be the American in the first place. This country belonged to Indians. So if we see that way, basically everybody in this country is illegal. If you go through
that's
that
a good point. That's
you know, if you
point.
See I that like way, then yes, you have to make that clear.
Yes.
But you're pointing out that, you know,
sexual liberty
is here,
you know?
And all sorts of things are here, and that's why it should be legal.
But look at how stupid
legal
this is, you know.
Whether we could be legal or not. And Phil, I think there is also one part of the thing that is, coming here illegally is not an illegal thing in this country, but coming here illegally and staying illegal is a problem in this country. You could come here illegally, but that doesn't mean you're breaking a law. You're breaking a law once you're
If you come here illegally, but however, if you come here illegally and they find out, then you can be turned right around
that's
and sent
saying,
back. In other words,
for instance,
hold on. It may not be breaking the law, but if you walk into the country and they say, oh, guess what? You just came through our border thing and you're here illegally, goodbye. We've seen this happen with stowaways.
They have the prerogative. Yes, you're right about that. That's what my
that's
point
right.
is. But you cannot stay
that's
here
immoral.
Long.
But to me, that's immoral, you know, Phil, because I'll tell you why.
Why is that immoral?
It's immoral because if you look at the reality of the country, like the man said, the first people was Indians. Weren't they? And everybody else here is illegal, you know. And so,
Come on, will you? I mean, we have this.
Phil, my point was not being like, okay, everybody's illegal now. You know, that was back when civilization was getting established in this country. You know, there's rules and regulations after that, and even though you come here as illegal, but you have to establish yourself as a legal representative of this country. You just cannot be illegal walking around doing whatever you want, you know? The civil society doesn't work like that way.
That's not right to do, though. You should be able to come here and just put down your roots and prove yourself, you know? And
not even have to show a passport, nothing.
Why? You know, so
that's
said,
completely
you know?
Wrong. I don't support that, actually, Phil.
What do you mean?
Well, no, but this other gentleman, Rick, you do?
I thought that this gentleman made a very good point, you know, and he said that, you know, the Indians was here and all the rest of us is illegal, you know. And now,
no, but the process has been, it was there when the Indians were ruling the country, but after that we have established a civic society. There's rules and regulations that how we abide by. A civic society doesn't apply non-illegal things. It applies things that works for the society and the betterment of everybody, you and me.
That's kind of dumb, you know.
What's dumb?
Well, it's kind of dumb, you know, if you say to someone, welcome to America, and there's the Statue of Liberty and all of this, you know, and then the next thing you know, he's telling you, you know, what, don't want your doors closed. That's stupid, you know. I think if you think about it, everybody would say that's stupid.
Well, I just don't agree with that, and I know that this gentleman, I'm not sure exactly
either,
where you're
Phil.
Coming from.
Phil, I think that's
you
the
don't?
Moral part of your guest is telling, you know, that's understandable. You
no,
know,
no, you see, sir, I think you originally came on to support me, and now Mr. Henry's changed your mind or something because...
No, not really. It's not that I'm supporting you or not supporting you. I'm supporting because I'm thinking about straight faith, you know, like it's legal.
What do you think about stowaways? Like, if a man came in as a stowaway, what do you think should happen to that man? I think he should be just let into the country.
What?
Listen,
what? Why would you let a...
staying here, then you're breaking a law. There's a rule.
What if the guy's a stowaway and he has bubonic plague?
Oh, that's like that movie Panic in the Streets. That's not going to...
Well, it might be like the movie Panic in the Streets. What if you got an illegal stowaway who has got bubonic plague or some disease?
See, that's perpetrating a stereotype, though, you know, that all the immigrants smell bad and they got disease, you know. That's wrong.
Okay. You know, anyway, Jose, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call here. We got Jason. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Jason.
Yes. I'd just like to ask you, Mr. Chinova. I'd just like to ask.
Yes, sir.
What would they do if we went to their country? What would they do to us if we were coming in illegally or not supposed to be there?
Well, they probably say that, you know, you come from America. You've got everything you need in America. What are you doing here? You know, get out of here.
Okay,
get out,
so
you know, or put you in prison.
Okay, so you just admitted my point. So if you come here, why don't you just go ahead and get your legal right instead of coming over here illegally? Because if you come over here legal, you don't have nothing to worry about. But why come out here and try it out illegally?
Right.
You know, to try it out, as you just said, it's better over here than over there.
Well, see, here's the deal, you know. If I come to America, nobody in America is going to say to me, you know, Rick, why don't you go back to Ireland? It's so much better there. Because everyone in America knows that Ireland is it's a crap hole, you know. If you're American, you go to Ireland, and they say, why do you come here? Because America is so much better than Ireland. And they'll kick you out or put you in prison.
Wait a minute. You see, again, this is the emotional thing. You're telling me that because we're Americans, if we try to illegally get into Ireland, we'll be thrown in prison because we come from a country.
You come from a country that has a lot, all right? And if I come to America, no one in America is going to say, go back to Ireland because your country's so great, because everyone knows Ireland's a toilet, you know? So that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say to people. They don't understand, you know. It's a difficult concept, but it's one that I think, if you think about it.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And nobody bases your immigration status in this country on whether you come from a crap hole.
Well, but what about the political immigrants and that kind of thing? You know, they come from, like, Cuba. You say they come from a crap can like Cuba, let them come in. But if they come from a great place like, you know, I don't know, England, you know, or someplace like that, well, then you can't. And I think that's stupid.
But we welcome everybody in with open arms. You know, to where you should come in and be able to start your life over. Why can't other countries treat us with the same respect?
Well, because you've already got a great country, sir, don't you? You've got a country that you already have. It's a great country, America. And
but
so
other countries are great, too, so why couldn't we go to other countries? You get what I'm saying?
Name one.
Ireland's a nice country. Canada's a nice country.
Ireland's a hellhole. Ireland's a hellhole.
Ireland's where my ancestors came from, and they're not hellholes. They are definitely, they're good individuals.
Well, that might be, but guess what? Your ancestors didn't stay there now, did they? And they come over here, you know why? Because
Ireland's a
hellhole.
Everybody loves
it's
to
a
drink,
dirty.
Ireland's the drinking capital of the world.
If you're an alcoholic and a drunk, then I say go to Ireland. But if you want to have a good life, then you don't want to live there.
So what is so bad about
ancestors? Your ancestors are a lot smarter than you, sir.
All right.
Why? What's so bad about Ireland?
All right. Anyway, we're not going to start debating the relative merits of Ireland, you know.
Well, Ireland's just the toilet. You said your ancestors come from Ireland, sir?
Yes, because they were seeking better work. They never said nothing
exactly
was wrong with the country. They were seeking better work.
But let me ask you something. Are you as smart as them, sir?
Yes, I'm very smart.
You are? Then why would
yes
you be asking what's wrong with Ireland? They left Ireland, and you're not wondering why they're leaving Ireland. You're asking me about why I think Ireland's a toilet bowl. It sounds to me I'd like to meet your ancestors, sir, but you got a lot to learn, sir.
All right.
Anyway,
okay. We're not here to debate the merits of Ireland. You know, we're here to debate the merits of the immigration law, okay, and whether or not the immigration law is a viable law. This gentleman, Rick Shadova, talking about, America, a land of immigrants, and a place where we don't have illegal immigrants, regardless.
I mean, if you think about that last guy, Mr. Henry, he's talking about Ireland. Is it what's wrong with Ireland? Is Ireland a toilet bowl?
But he was trying to, he said, why can't I go to Ireland?
He can go to Ireland if he wants to. Go to Ireland and he can live there. He can live there in his own waste if he wants to. You know, if you go to Ireland, Mr.
Nobody's talking about going to Ireland and living in their own waste, you know?
That's exactly what you'd be doing if you go to Ireland. And you talk to that man, and what he's going to do is he's going to immigrate to Ireland, and he's going to be living in a pit of his own filth after about 6 months. I can guarantee you that.
All right, hold the line here, Rick. Rick Shadova with us, an Irish immigrant here in the United States. You know, I got to tell you, it's refreshing hearing from an immigrant other than, shall we say, one from Latin America or the Middle East or, you know, a third world part of the world. We're listening to a man here from Ireland, but he's making the place sound like it's third world. 87 live in a pit of your own filth. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
you now. You think that I'm kidding you. I'm not kidding at all.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we're on here with Rick Shadova from the Republic of Ireland. This is a gentleman who is an immigrant to this country and is in favor of, is actually, you're more an immigrant rights guy. You were opposed to the Arizona bill, Rick. You've been talking, as a lot of people have been saying, a lot of theory here about how you don't believe, you know, America is anything other than a country of immigrants, and so therefore anti-immigrant law, or I shouldn't call it anti-immigrant, laws that restrict immigration, laws that that establish a legal standard for immigration, these laws are not laws that should be in existence. Now, what you said further was very interesting. When that gentleman asked you, how come people in America, you know, what would people think of a people in America going to their country illegally, you say they would have a legitimate beef because America's better?
Like right now, you know, Mr. Henry, I'm in my business, and I'm, I've got my employees here, and everyone's working hard, we're making money, and we're turning out a good product, and I'm here legally, but I came here illegally. And lived here for 10 years illegally, you know. And that's because I wanted to try out and see whether America is a good country or not.
No, I understand that. But what about the reverse? If somebody wanted to go to Ireland?
If someone wants to go to Ireland from America, then they obviously are not very educated because it's a stupid thing to do, you know. You go to Ireland and you live a horrifying life in Ireland. You know, the poverty and all of the overpopulation. And
But wait, I thought Ireland was, Ireland has moved past all of those economic, all of that horrible economic devastation that was visited upon that country for so long as the result of centuries of opposition to British rule and then finally getting their independence and having to muck their way through all of that stuff. I thought Ireland has become a very productive and economically successful country.
Well, that's what you hear, and I think in some parts of the country it might be true, but you still, on any given day in Ireland, you're going to see women walking down the street. You've got a lot of babies and a lot of alcoholics, and that man made the point about drinking. I think if you're an American, you like to drink.
Huh? No, I think you're giving a stereotype here of Ireland that isn't true.
Well, I don't... Where I come from, that's the way it was, you know. And like the man said, you know, a lot of people like to drink in Ireland. That's right. If you're American, like to drink, I go to Ireland.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know. To me, what you're saying is not true. It's a stereotype. It's one that has been, you know, it's one that's been promoted for a long time. Here's Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, interesting side note to what I was going to say. I actually have a friend who would have been considered an illegal immigrant living in Ireland years ago, and he was greeted with nothing but, you know, warmth and affection from the people. He was given a job, you know, working illegally at a pub.
Interesting.
And he basically was over there visiting with friends, and then he was supposed to move on to England, where he got a job offer in the music industry. Whatever, decide to pass on an overstated visa.
Oh, sure, you're going to find, they're going to embrace you if you want to work in a pub, you know. They want to have someone in a pub, but treat you like a, you know, treat you, they're still going to treat you like a dog, you know. You have to live in a basement or something, and they can turn you in, you know.
Yeah. What do you mean treat you like a dog?
His situation might have been a little different, given that he had friends there, you know, already who were Irish, you know,
well, that's true, but those Irish people, sure, but Irish people turn on you, too. The minute you get there, they treat you like a dog, like an animal.
Wait a minute.
Well,
you know, we're going to discuss this.
World, but,
yeah, go ahead with your bigger point, Chris.
If you work at a pub, you know,
the bigger point that I wanted to bring
like
up
an animal.
Is, the, you know, what we were talking about just before the break about, you know, the illegal search and basically allowing the police to stop anyone that they could potentially suspect as being an immigrant, an illegal immigrant. And I think that's really dangerous. I think that sends us down a really dangerous road, and I don't think it's right. I think there should be. I personally think that our process of investigation And the research that we put in, you know, whether it be federal or at the state level, is good that we've developed this process since the foundation of the FBI or the founding of the FBI. I think we've gotten really smart with it, and I think we can figure this out if we really want to ensure that, you know, illegal immigrants, you know, in that respect, aren't able to find employment or whatever.
That's right.
You know, then
I agree with that, Phil.
Then that's the way that that's the way that we really need to go about it. But
the problem with
this clause is, where does this stop? And how do they decide who is an illegal immigrant? And how does that not lead to racial profiling?
It turns into a police state, doesn't it?
I'm going to go off the wall, and I'm going to assume that you're white. So the chances, unless they hear your accent,
I'm not a white man. I'm a black man, which is what's going to keep me safe in this country, you see, because as a black man, they'll never think I'm Irish.
I think this is more, I think the American people, I wonder if illegal immigrants
and being
as
black,
an object.
Being black, I'm a lot safer than I would be being Irish. Being a white Irishman, I wouldn't, if I was America, I would not want them here. And I'll tell you why, Phil, because being white and being Irish.
All right, thank you very much.
But I wouldn't want to live here either. Oh, am I back?